חודש אדר, חודש אדר, זאת החונף פה, החונף הפורים, החונף פסח. So we'll speak about Mitzvah Shem today, about the halacha of a kodesh shel brocha. Kodesh shel brocha needed kiddush, havdalah, benching, dalet kodesh, chuppa, kasna, sheva brochas, kodesh shel brocha. One of the things the Gemara says about kodesh shel brocha, the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Hei on the base, the Gemara says, a kodesh shel brocha cannot be pogel. Now, what does it mean, it can't be pogel? Can't be pogel will translate, if you translate poshet pogel, it will be translated as you've got a dent in it. Yeah, that's pogel. But here, Lemish, yeah, here when we're talking about pogel, we're talking about the wine. We're not talking about the actual becher, the actual cup. The actual becher, the actual cup, there's another halacha, that's halacha of a kois sholim. The becher cannot even have a chip on it if you use a glass cup for kiddush, havdalah, for sheva brachas. You have to make sure that the cup doesn't have a chip. Because if it's got a chip, even on the top, it's already a shayla if it can use. Yeah, it's quite shchiach by sheva brachas or chasnas that they've just got glass cups, which they get from the higher them. And sometimes they're chipped at the top, so for drinking it's fine. Although when it comes to making sheva brachas on it, benching on it, then it's a problem. But we are talking about the other problem. A kois pogum. Kois pogum is if you have drunk from this wine, then this wine now is possible for be used as a kois shel brocha. Cannot be used for kiddush, havdalah, benching, if you've drank from this wine. Now, what is the problem? What makes a kois pogum? What is the problem of a kois pogum? So there's the pashtus is standard case of kois pogum, which the Gemara is talking about. Gemara says if you've only got one kois for benching on a brother, so the shayla is which one can use one kois and use it again. So the Gemara says you can't use it because once you've drank from it, let's say for havdalah, you won't be able to use it for benching. So mameila, it'll already be possible even if you've got a whole revius. Now there's a chiddush of a Rashba. The Rashba brings down a rivet. The Rashba says that it's a machlokes b'shamay and b'shilul. If you've poured out, let's say from your becher, and you pour a bit into a different cup, or you pour it into your hand from this becher, and you drink from the other cup, or drink from your hand, would this kois, this becher which I poured out from, will also become pogum already? So the pogum is not a shailin hygiene that is kind of drank from this kois. It's already people don't want to use it. The kois is pogum, that something is missing from this kois. Before it was a full kois, now it's already been poured out of this kois. And the psul, the Rashba says, is called shure koisus. It's not a covered to use for a kois shel bracha leftovers. And once I've poured out of here and poured it into a different kois, so I look at this kois, Kilu, it's leftovers, and once it's leftovers, it's not covered to be used for a koyshel broch. So the Rashba makes this into a machlokes b'shamay b'silul. B'shamay hold, if you pour out of a kois, it will not become pogum, it will still be okay. B'shilul is here the machmir, and b'shilul says that if you pour a bit out of the kois into your hand or whatever, it'll already become a kois pogum, and you cannot use it for Kiddush or Avdolah, cannot be used for Kosher Broch. Now, the question is, what is the reason why a Kois Pogum cannot be used for Kiddush, Avdolah? Why can it not be used? So the Rambam says the reason is because it's Shure Koisus. Once I've drank from this Kois, so it's called now a leftovers. It's not covered to be used for a kosher bracha leftovers. It has to be first hand, we'll call it, to be used as a kosher bracha. Leftovers, shirayim, is not covered to be used for kosher bracha.
Does it matter if you're going to add?
Mitzvah will speak about that. If you add later, yes. Well,
I mean, the majority is new.
The majority will be old.
No. I'm saying if you drink the majority of the first course, yes, and then you add, what you're adding is going to be more than what's left in.
Right. Yeah. The pastor said, if that, then it works. Then it's not problematic. Yeah. We'll make a lot more than that. Even a marshal will also help. Yeah, that's a new chiddush. So the Rambam says the reason is called the shurei koisus. The Ravid says on the Rambam, if the reason is because it is called shurei koisus, it's leftovers. So he says, if now I'm going to pour into a different kois, let's say I've had a big kois which held 200 milliliters, and I poured out, well, let's say, or I drank 50, so I've got now left 150, so you can pour this 150 into a smaller kois, and I'll now have a full kois. And there's no problem now. Shure kois is not called leftovers, because now it is a fresh kois. The whole problem is only because it's leftovers. Pour it into a different kois, and now it won't be called leftovers anymore. That's how the Rabbi Magid says, chat in the Ravid, that the Ravid, feed the Ravid, it should work. So the Magid Mishnah asks on the Ravid, how can this work? Because the Gemara in Psochim says that Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi copied a chatzva pegima. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi would makpid not to use for Kiddush Havdalah chatzva pegima. Now chatzva is a jug. He wouldn't use, if somebody had drunk from the actual jug, it's already become pogum, and now I can't use this for Kiddush. So nobody makes Kiddush, and you take a jug and you make Kiddush on it. So what do you do with the jug? You pour it into another kois. If you pour it into another kois, so it's mavu in the Gemara, that even if you pour it into another keli, you still got a problem of a kois pogum. Now there's another mandoma there in the Gemara which says, Ma Barabashi kopid afila achavita pigima. He'll makbid even if somebody drank from a barrel. Yeah, how do you drink from a barrel? Yeah. Oh, if you got a tap. Yeah, if you got a tap at the bottom, you got a tap at the bottom of the barrel, and Malek Sudakop, and you drink from it. that will also make it pogul. Now, Rabbi Idi Bashishi kopeh a kasa pegima hild makbeh on a kois pogul. So the Magen Mishnah asks the kasha, if we're talking about chatzva pegima, a jug which is pogul, we're talking about a barrel which is pogul, you don't make kiddush on the whole barrel. Yeah? Especially in Dalit Koises, you certainly won't make, but there the din of Ruiz Kois. Yeah, you're not going to make Kiddush on it. So Elamai, what do you do with it? You pour it into another Kois. So you got a raya that even if you pour it into another Kois, it is still a problem. So what is Pshat in the Raivad? So the Raivad is saying that the Rambam doesn't bring down this halacha of a jug, and it doesn't bring down the halacha of a barrel. So all the Rambam brings down, it brings down the din of kois, of a keli. And so the Rambam is paskening the fida man da omar, which holds that only a kois pogum is a problem, but a barrel which is pogum is not a problem. A jug which is pogum is not a problem. So mainly the Rambam is learning that there's a machlokes in the Gemara, and if there's a machlokes in the Gemara, so we paskin only a kois pogum is a problem, and if the problem is only a kois pogum, so then the psul is not that there's something wrong with the wine, the etzem, no, that the problem is because it's shuri koises, it's leftovers. So if the problem is leftovers, so leftovers is only a problem in a kois, in a chovi, in a barrel, you can't say it's not leftover. That's what you do. You take a bit out, maybe you drink from the barrel, yeah, let's say, or it's not called, I won't call the rest of the chovis leftovers. So if the rest of the chovis are not called leftovers, so maybe that can't be the problem of shure koises. So we've got machlekes if the reason is because the shure koises are leftovers, or because you've drunk from the wine, then the wine is become second grade, and maybe I can't use it for kiddush and avdolah. So the machlekes here is it shure koises, it's leftovers, or the reason is it's second grade wine because I've drank from this wine. So maybe the Raivad, which says pour it out, because he's learning the Fidah Man D'Oma and the Gemara, and the problem is because it's leftovers, so pour it into a different kois. And once you pour it into a different kois, then you don't have a problem anymore. Now we all know that if you got a kois pogum, that was mentioned before, you pour a bit in from, let's say, from the bottle, and ois pogum. Yeah. How does this work? You know, you got a Rebbe Shemoifus here, yeah? you got a kois pogum, a bit in, kosher, yeah? A mikveh, if you want to be mitayim mayim tmeim, you have to make a shoket to the mikveh, you pour a bit of ois. So, the Gaos Maimon is, the Be'emes, he brings a machlekes. The Maram Rottenberg says it doesn't work. How should it work? You've got roiv kois pogum here. You pour a bit in. You know what will happen? That will also become pogum. Yeah, it's bottle baroiv. Yeah, if you don't say it, it's bottle baroiv, it's all pogum. So that God's Maimonides says that if the problem is because it's shuri koises, it's leftovers. So now add in a bit more, and now Akilu are making now a new kois. So it's not shrayim anymore. It's nishkan nebusha shrayim. Now it's a new kois. I started from fresh. So the meila there's no problem. And this state and that goes maimonides. That's how it helps. Now there is the emes a problem here. That Shulchan Aruch says that if you pour off a bit from the kois, into your hand or into another keli and a drink, it's not called a pogrom and it's okay. Now the question is that we've got a Rashba, and the Rashba says that according to Beis Hillel, it is a problem. There is a Gemara in Brochus, the Gemara said it isn't a problem. The Rashba says, because that is according to Beis Shammai. But we don't pass in Beis Shammai, we pass in Beis Hillel. So if we pour off a little bit, is already a problem. So why does the Shulchan Aruch not pass in this, not pass in this halacha? So the Prima Godim has got a myriad kechap. Prima Godim says, I've trapped in the Mogna Vron, Agoinus. He says, what? If you, let's say you've got a kois of 200 milliliters, and you poured off 50, let's say. So I've got left 150. Now, can you make kiddush or I've done on this kois? No, you can't. You need a kois mole. So if you need a kois mole, what's going to happen? You're going to pour it into another kois. So practically, you're always going to be pouring it into a different kois. If I'm always going to be pouring it into a different kois, so practically I've never got the problem. Because if I've drank from this kois, I can't use this for kiddush. So I'm going to pour it into a different kois. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says, if I pour off from this kois and into a different kois and drink from it, that it's not pogum. You know why it's not pogum? Because you always pour it into a different kois. And what's a pour it in a different kois? I don't have a problem. So Mamela, we are paskening, there is a problem of leftovers in the kois, but it's not negei lemaisa, because we'll always pour it into a different kois. And once we pour it into a different kois,
how does that problem go away? Even if you pour it into a smaller kois of 150cc, or if I say it's yayin pogum.
The whole problem of Yain Pogum is because it's Shuri Kotzes. Now it's not Shuri Kotzes, it's a new kois. The psul is not in the Yain, the psul is that this wine, this kois, is Shuri Shuraim of this kois. It's a new kois.
Pulling back into the bottle is Shuri, the same thing.
That reason of Shuri Kotzes, I can pour it back into the bottle. It'll also be okay. I'll pour a bit in. It'll also be okay. Whatever I do, if you go with the reason of Shuri Kotzes, it's very easy.
You're just talking about Shuri Kotzes.
Yeah.
But if you use the original thing, which holds 200cc, it's not kos mole.
Yeah.
And you have to drink on a kos mole. So you have to either put it in their cup, which is kos mole,
yeah,
or add something to make the original kos mole.
Yeah.
So it's not really a lack of pogum because of shiuri kosas, it's because you can't use it because it's not enough wine in the becher.
Yeah, so
it's, I'm just wondering, when you talk about kos shiuri kosas, are you really saying it's not a kos mole?
No, there's two. The difference is like this. The din of kois mole is a lechatchila. I think the Mishmura says it's a mitzvah menamuch. A mitzvah lechatchila. Din of kois mole is a mitzvah lechatchila. The din of pogum shure koises, that's really ma'akif. So there is one psul, let's say I don't want to do lechatchila. Whatever, it's a bit hard, I don't want to do the lechatchila. So I've got now 150cc left. Can I just use it? So then the answer will be no, you can't use it. But if you'll add in, let's say, a mashabu now, so it won't be any more a problem of shiur kosas, but I won't have a kos mole, and I still won't have I won't have a full kos. So there is a difference between the problem of shiur kosas and the problem of the kos mole.
So how comes by
the
when the Moir dips his finger?
Oh!
He doesn't look like that. You mentioned one of them before, she was says he was mad people tipper.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll say
that. Oh, very good. Moir Dicker. Mamish. Just what I want to speak about. Oh, very good. Moir Dicker. Mamish al Minashamayim. So now the shaila here is, so we paskin lemaisa mishabura lemaisa don't paskin primazodim, and he says pouring off from a kois is not a problem. that doesn't make it problem. That's but now so what do we need? Only if you're drinking from the kois, then the kois will become pogum. Now, what is called drinking from the kois? So that is poshut, that's Shtein Shulchan Aruch, that if I pour from the kois into my hand, and now I'll drink from my hand, that is not called drinking from the kois. That's drinking out of my hand. But the shaila here is by Bris Mila. By Bris Mila, the moil dips in his hand with the Maya Chayim. Yeah? Some, I think, straight after the boy prayer off and they also do it. They dip in because when you're in Kippur, when you make a bris, so the Shtia Sakois is what the Tinuk HaNimel drinks. That's what the Ramor Paskins. And they also do it with the Maya Chayim. So they dip in the kois by the Maya Chayim and they put it with Pi HaTinuk. So now we've got a problem. Because now that dipping in by the Maya Chayim is called, counted for as Kili you drinking from the kois. Why? Because on Yom Kippur, when you make a bris on Yom Kippur, so we don't give it to a boy under Bar Mitzvah, because we've got chash, Dilma also the Mizrach, he'll get used to it, he'll think that if you make a bris on Yom Kippur, they're allowed to drink from the kois of God. So Chazal asked to drink from the kois. So what do? We give it to the Tinuk HaNimel, the baby which just had the bris. We dip in and with the finger and he sucks it. And with that, we yoitze the din of shtir of a kotsa brocha. So mamela, that is called a shtir. So the Avodram says, Oibazoi, so every kois shel mila is the choyre pokum now. Because by the Maya Chayi, you dip your finger in, you put your finger in the mouth of the baby. And Mamela, you've got a kois pogum.
So you made the bottle already.
What?
You made the bottle already.
Oh, very good. Mamish, you know who asked this kasha on the Avodram? The Big Diyesha. The Big Diyesha was about 250 years ago. He asked the kasha on Avodram. So the teretz of this kasha is the back of the Shulchan Aruch, the new Shulchan Aruch, is a sefer called Shemen Hamor. Don't know who the mechaber is. The Shemen Hamor says, as he doesn't understand the big Yeshua's kasha, because there is a halacha mentioned in Shulchan Aruch a few times that when you want to give somebody a kosher brocha, you have to make sure that the wine that you're giving to the person to the mesubim, the people who've heard the brocha, you have to make sure that this wine is not pogum. So what do you do? What's normal practice? Yeah. So usually, most people, when you fill up a kosh or kiddush, it's al gadois off. It's flowing over. Once you pick it up, a bit comes off. So there's some wine left in the plate. So after you've drank from the kosh, you pour in from the plate into the becher. And Mamela, it's always pogum, and everybody is now drinking, and you pour into their cups. And Mamela, it's not pogum anymore. That's standard. Shteitin Shulchan Aruch, they have to make sure to do it. Because if not, then everybody will be drinking from a kois pogum. Mm-hmm. So to drink from a kois pogum, it's not only halacha that you can't make kiddush on a kois pogum, you can't drink from a kois pogum either. So if by putting your finger into the kois and giving it to the baby, badamai chayi, you're going to make a pogum, so later when he drinks the kois shabrocha, then it'll be a problem of a kois pogum. So Elamai says Avodram, it's not become pogum, because becoming pogum is only if I drink it with my mouth. If I drink it through my finger, it's not called drinking from the kois with my mouth. I'm a mela, it'll not become pogum.
And what's so, about those places where the kosh goes around, everybody makes a mock and drink from this point.
Oh, so the Mishnah Berurah has got a Muridik Kiddush that if you send around the actual kosh that you made Kiddush on, then there's no problem. Because he would moitzi you with the brach of Kiddush, and so you become kachad, you become one with him. So Mela, he just like when you drink from a kois shabrocha, yeah? You take one sip, now the second sip is already kois pogum. No, it's not a kois pogum, because it's the same person. So Zot the Mishnah Berurah, all the mesubim are counted like one person, as one shtir, and Mela, there's no problem. Yeah, our Mishnah Berurah is a chiddush. Yeah? Taz the maker of Mishbura status. Yeah, a chiddush from that. So now the shayla, if you'll drink it, if you'll take a kois, and I don't know, if a bit like Ace of Arosha, you open up your mouth and you pour into your mouth. Will that also be called a kois pogum? I didn't touch it with my mouth, but the wine came direct from the kois into my mouth. So zok the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that will also be kois pogum, because I'm drinking with my mouth. I don't have to touch it with my mouth. You have to drink it with your mouth, not drink it with your fingers. So now there's another shaila. If you drink it with a straw, what's ma di? So Mishbura says that if you've got a barrel and you've got a tap, yeah, and you put your mouth to the tap, it'll become pogum. You've drank it from the barrel. So the Shvus Yaakov says if you've got a cup with a straw, so now it depends. If you've got one of these children's cups, which the straw is part of the cup, then it'll become pogum, because you're drinking mamish from the cup. When it's a normal straw, then the Shvus Yaakov has got a shayla, it's not clear. And lechayra, lefi Shulchan Aruch Rav, you should have a problem when you drink with a straw from the becha, then you'll have a problem of a kois pogum. Now somebody asks from the Makkos on 16 times you take your finger and you spill it out. you're not drinking. So maybe it's not a problem. If it's a hygiene problem, maybe dipping your finger might be a problem. But it's not.
It's your own finger.
It's the own. Yeah, there's still also.
The cost of all is not market.
Well,
in such a case, massive. It's missing from the car. It's only
moored. It's only a double word is not a problem. The what is negea? Yeah, that's so usually it's not a pirov is not negea so much the shayla, because if a taka drank from it, pour something in, or then it become ois pog.
What you spill down on your finger, you can just pull
it out. No, you don't use it. It's not the suckle to drink.
Not healthy.
Yeah, it's not the suckle to drink. Now, what can be negea is that by the Seder, if you have a child on your sitting next to you, sitting on your lap, and the koyis in front of him, and he gets a bit thirsty and he takes a sip, so then you'll have to remember that you have to be mistaken it before you want to use it for one of the dalit koyis. Very good.
Well, I'm going to go to the next one.